Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
And welcome back to the Breakfast Club here with Dave and Diane. It is time now for Local Focus, and we have a great guest with us today, Mr. Mike Weimers from Salty Landing and Surf and Brew. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Mike. Nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a fantastic
Mike,
sponsor
this
of
is Dave.
Dave, good to meet you. Yeah,
fantastic sponsor of two of my three shows.
So. Hey, cool. Hey, we're proud to be here. I tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, glad to have you.
We love Mike and Joan and everything they do for this community. Mm-hmm. We wanted to have you, Mike, on our show today for Local Focus not because you're a nonprofit, because you're not. You're a restaurant owner, but mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes we're nonprofit. You just can't help it in
That's
the restaurant
exactly
business.
Right.
But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but you
especially with food prices,
right? Like you and Miss Joan do so much for this community, and I wanted to talk to you about why. Why?
You know, we've been blessed. I mean, hey, we're alive and well and healthy, mm-hmm. and you know, we have mm-hmm. our businesses, but we've been blessed, and you've got to be part of the community to give back.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the long and the short of it right there.
Don't you get back what you give?
Amen. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah.
Yeah. So as a business owner, how would you encourage people, or why? Why do you do this?
You know, I think a lot of it is, you know, as you're looking at these folks, and especially, you know, now my heart goes out especially to seniors and kids. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. that's the two folks that we really work with. And you look at the seniors, especially in the church. We were talking mm-hmm. before the show began, you know, about the church ties are down nationally just so much from the pandemic.
Right.
And so many programs have been cut right. out mm-hmm. there. The programs that have been cut, you know, really affect a lot of the seniors and a lot mm-hmm. of the kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've worked their whole lives out there, and they're struggling with inflation the way it is right now. Gas
yeah.
prices, everything you see. You know, they're on a fixed income.
Right.
They didn't, you know, yeah, Social Security's going up a little bit, but they're really highly affected by that.
Yes, they
and
are.
And sometimes it's their choice, do I eat today or do I take my medicine today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so we work with some programs out there to make sure that they're eating today.
Right.
You know, that's our love. That's what we do. We feed people.
Yeah.
We have fun. We smile when we do it.
Yes.
You know, so that's a lot of what we do. And we kind of do it quietly out there. And that's like I said, we're not beating our chest or anything
no,
on that.
No, I know. That's the reason I wanted you to do this, because nobody knows how much you give to this community. And I think it's so important for other businesses to get involved.
It really is. You know, we got something. I call him our new police chief out in Fletcher, and that Dan Terry, even though he is a White Sox fan, go Cubs. we tease each other back and forth. You know, we've got some stuff cooking up. He's going to do a no shave November for the Fletcher Police Department, which the Fletcher Police Department does not allow beards.
Oh, that's right.
So they're doing a no shave November to raise money for Safelite. You know,
nice.
Right.
Which is a great, great cause out mm-hmm. there for a lot of the folks that are really affected by just bad things.
Right.
Let me put it
domestic
that way.
Violence.
Yeah, domestic violence is hurtful out there. So, but we're going to be doing some things out at Surf and Brew. I think we're set for November 16th. You know, basically all of our profit for the day.
Uh-huh.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We're going to give back to, you know, over there to the Fletcher Police Department, which will in turn give it to Safe Light.
Right.
But they're going to be doing fundraisers. Wow. All month long of November.
Really?
Out there. So get involved. I mean, Safe Light, you know, they've got their annual banquet coming up here mm-hmm. in a couple weeks
mm-hmm.
and that. But another really, really good cause out there
Absolutely.
For people to get involved with.
Absolutely. And, you know, Safe Light does such great work in this area. But we have so many nonprofits. And, Mike, you're so great to help us even when we are looking. Like, David and I were raising money for the film festival for the educational mm-hmm. portion. And you gave mm-hmm. us gift certificates for our raffle. And just all those little things make a big difference.
They do. You know, and it's so... I mean, it's cool to see what happens with it. Does
yeah.
that make sense?
Yeah,
I mean,
it does.
It's not just the doing it and, oh, yeah, you know. But it's like, man, what did you do at the end of it? What
right.
what did that
yeah.
go for and stuff?
Right.
And I'm almost going to say something, but I'm be promoting something else probably shouldn't. But, you know, I'll go work the telephone lines for
right.
a group.
No, you can say it.
Can
you
I say,
can
okay.
say it.
Well,
sure.
Okay. Well, 106.9 The Light.
Right. Uh-huh.
Great Christian radio
we love
station.
Them.
You know, and... They generously let me get on the end of the phone where people don't see me and cry, oh my God. But yeah, but no, just going out there and listen to people's, you know, their stories and what they've mm-hmm. called in and what they're going through. And mm-hmm. you sit there and pray with these people out mm-hmm. there. It's like, man, you talk about humbling. That
right.
is,
yeah.
is humbling right. to see. And what they do with what they've got, you mm-hmm. know, what
yeah.
they put together, you know, what Billy Graham started years ago, but also, you know, it's whether it's Safe Light or whether it's the Humane Society.
Exactly.
Or, I mean,
Blue Ridge.
Whatever,
I mean, you guys have been a wonderful sponsor of everything in this community.
But it's the end result. We look at things before we get involved.
Sure.
You know, there's certain places that we don't involve with because
exactly.
we
want to
make
choice.
Sure we want to make sure that, you know, what we do fits the community and fits our belief.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does completely.
So that's
so
a huge
Mike,
part of it.
Would you encourage other businesses to give and to get involved?
I will not only encourage other businesses, but I got a challenge out there for anybody listening on the radio
wow.
station. You know, if you've got, hey, if you're retired and you've got a few minutes, go get out of the yard or get out in front of the TV. People make fun of me a lot of times because it's like, You ever take a day off of rest? You know, hey, we can do that when we're
dead.
But, you know, the whole thing of it is get involved. You know, get mm-hmm. involved. What's
yeah.
your passion?
Right.
Go, you know, look, if you've got a few minutes, and that's, I'm involved with one group, and you know, they make fun of me because I work a lot of hours in the restaurant business, and I don't have the time to go like some of the guys do.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but it's, if you've got a few minutes to spare and it's your passion, go do it.
Go do it.
Go
yeah.
do it.
Volunteer.
Find out something that you're passionate about.
Right.
Whether it's nonprofits or whether it's your church.
Right.
Go get involved. Because you know what? Some of these groups out there, whether they're kids, whether they're seniors, whether they're married couples, whatever
right.
they need, go get involved.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know? I mean, that's
a
huge piece out there with it, too.
Because you know what? Here's the bottom line. You can't outgive God.
Amen. Absolutely.
There you go. All right, Mike Weimers, thank you.
Oh, always a pleasure,
thank
lady.
Thank you for being with us. And you tell Miss Joan that we thank her because we know she is the quiet woman. Okay, she's not always quiet.
Well, she's the lady.
She's the lady. She is the power behind
Amen.
The man, and we
Absolutely.
Love her.
Oh, I do, too.
We do. She's wonderful, and we appreciate you, Mike. Thank you for all you
My
do.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Miss Joan.